What's up, guys? This is Scott from Iron Will Strength. This is episode 194 of Strong in the Iron Will Way. So I have a story to share with you, and I laughed thinking of saying that because I'm like, that's how you know you're fucking old when you got a lot of stories. I notice I have a lot of stories, so definitely been around long enough to have a lot of stories. But they say stories are the best way to kind of teach people things, and I would agree with that. So the story is about I had a couple clients kind of start with me about the same time a few years ago, and there was three of them. Two of them were ready to roll. I think they started maybe three times a week right off the bat. Both of them had been, you know, had some experience in the gym before. Were in pretty good shape to start with. So they kind of knew what they were into, knew what to expect, and just wanted to get going. And they were, you know, fairly comfortable in the gym environment. Now, they had a friend who was not quite as fit, not quite as experienced in the gym thing, maybe never had a trainer before, maybe never even went to the gym before, and was a little more hesitant, probably more conservative in getting started. So she was going to start with just once a week. So I was fine with all that. And one of the people who was starting twice a week was kind of like, hey, I think she should really be going more often. You know, I don't think you're... Sorry, one of the girls that was coming three times a week said, you know, don't you think the other girl should be coming more than once a week? I mean, she's not really going to get anywhere at once a week, you know. She's got a long way to go. Once a week's not going to cut it. And I said, well, listen, once a week is not optimal, of course. But the trick is, you know, my job is to make sure that this is something she sticks with, right? So if we try to push her into three times a week when she's not ready, there's a good chance she won't start at all. There's a good chance that she won't stick with it because it's going to be too much, whether that's physically, emotionally, financially, whatever. If once a week's what she's comfortable with right now, once a week's what we're going to do. So my friend who was coming three times a week couldn't really understand that, but she said, well, you're the expert. I'll let you, if you think that's the way to do it, let's keep it at that. So that's what we did. So fast forward 6 months, maybe a year. The person that was coming three times a week was no longer coming. The person that was coming once a week is still coming. This is a couple years later, okay? So the reason I wanted to share that story is because a lot of times I think we, especially with the gym thing, I've heard several people that, you know, things change, circumstances change, finances change, schedules change, priorities change. And they realize, you know, the best they could probably do is once a week lifting, with a coach or maybe lifting at all. So they'll tend to say, well, if I can only do once a week, I'm not going to bother because I'm not going to really get anywhere once a week. Understandable, but that's a faulty thinking process. So let me explain. You definitely need to understand that, yes, you need to be realistic about what you can expect from once a week. Okay? You are not going to make the kind of progress you would make at three times a week. You are not going to set the world on fire with your strength and your fitness, for sure. But to think there is no value with once a week is way off. Okay? Once a week, first of all, will still allow you to get stronger. And a lot of the benefits that come from working out, you can still achieve at once a week. Meaning that we've talked about several times, you know, there's a mental, emotional side of getting stronger and working out that's very beneficial in many things. That still happens with once a week. Okay, with once a week, you're still trying. You still got your foot in there. Okay, you're still on the team. Okay, with zero times a week, you're out. You're done. You are off the fucking wagon. You are not playing anymore. You're not even close. So you are regressing rapidly, okay? With once a week, let's just say you don't even get any stronger, but you don't go backwards, okay? So you maintain muscle mass, okay? And listen, as we're getting older, that's a chore in itself, just maintaining muscle mass. Imagine if you're 50 years old, and then at 60 years old, you can say, hey, I look exactly the same as I did when I was 50. I'm just as strong as I was in the fit. That's a win, right? It's 10 years and you're still in that good of shape. That's a win. So if you can just maintain, that's awesome. Now, ideally, I would love the person at 60 to say, I'm in better shape than I was at 50. I look better, I feel better, I'm stronger. But even once a week, we'll maintain that level of fitness. It'll help you stay strong for other sports and activities that you like to do. It'll keep you in the game, so you're still connected to a coach. You're still talking about being in shape. You're still thinking about being healthy. And you're ready so that if circumstances change, let's say it was schedule or finances that limited you to once a week, when those things change, because they always do, bam, you're ready to go. You're back to two or three times a week, and you did not miss a beat. But if you took that break, which I talked about a few videos or podcasts ago, take that little break that ends up lasting a year. Now circumstances change, you want to get back into it, but it's too late. You feel like you're starting all over, and you are. So now you go through the same bullshit you went through the first time. You're nervous about coming, you feel self-conscious because you're out of shape, blah, 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 blah. It's very hard to get started. So just want this to be a short one, and as a little motivator, a reminder to anybody who's considering once a week but feels like it's a waste, rethink that position, because it is far better to still be in the game at once a week than to completely bail. See you guys.